Is that Weather Channel music there, Brando?
I think so.
Boys to
Men. Now you're 7 day. Brando, you put on Weather Channel music. You didn't mean to.
It was fitting, to be fair. It was a happy accident.
Okay. Had plenty of those in my youth. Hey, Brando, let me know when Miss Morgan calls in, please, to let us know what's happening to do that. I'm telling you, man, back in the day, the Weather Channel would have weather on the sevens.
Yeah.
And they put up like a full screen of the graph, and they played some great sax. And you're like, man, this is awesome. Next thing you know, you're missing class. I bet you never missed class at MTSU, did you?
Well, let's see. I lived at home, and it took me about 45 minutes. I drove there 7 days or 6 days a week. I did some stuff on Saturdays with MTN and whatnot.
Okay.
For a class, it was 5 days a week. I went Monday through Friday, that is. And, I didn't miss class.
As much as I went out.
Take it back. I missed like two classes in my time there.
So overall, you didn't miss class.
No, but because I did the community college route. I did 2 years of community college because it was free. Did the Promise program. And then did MTSU the following 2 years.
All right. Smart. Man, I was in class. I never missed class either. Now, I was a terrible student. I was hungover half the time, which I'm not proud about. But I went to class, and I told my son, I said, I don't care what you do, just go to class.
Yeah.
Go to, you know, I had a teacher, like, here's your syllabus, and I'll see some of you on the exam day. And I was like, really?
70% of your grade just came from showing up.
That's right. That's all you got to do. All right, so the phone's now. She's the chief meteorologist of the Chase and Big Joe show. She has a little part-time thing over at Fox 17. Let's bring in Katie Morgan with the very latest. Katie, thank you for doing this. We hang on every word you're saying. What is the very latest now?
Well, we have new information today. Now the winter storm watch has been upgraded to a warning. So we are still expecting a high-impact event, but it still looks like ice now is going to be the big problem as opposed to snow.
So the ice has now moved north from where it was before?
Yeah, and I still think the higher totals, we're looking at there just to our south and west, there's an ice storm warning in effect. We're not included in that in Nashville, but we are under the winter storm warning. But that just means that the bigger ice accumulation, we're a little more confident that it's going to be south and west of us. But I think we are going to be looking at a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow. So Mother Nature is just going to throw everything at us this weekend, followed by very cold temperatures. In fact, Monday morning now is looking like we could be at 2 below 0 for the morning.
Katie, I didn't sign up for this, so I don't know how to get out of it. How, and I know you work nonstop, and if people need to follow you on social media because you're just so good at with your forecast and everything, and the information you give us is so good, so thank you. Do the models update like every 4 to 6 hours? How does this work?
Yeah, it depends on which ones you're looking at. We have more long-range models, and those, I'm sure, the Euro and the GFS have become very famous over the last week. Those are long range, and so those update 4 times a day. And then when we get closer to an event, we will start to rely on more short-term guidance, which is more high resolution and has numbers that are crunching, some hourly. So it depends, again, which ones you're looking at. But when you get a little bit closer to the event, you can get more updates with some of these short-term models that come out.
Yeah, Katie Morgan's with us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. Katie, talking about those models, it seems to me throughout this week, Joe's informed me on all these models, but the European model seems to be the one that's taken everybody's breath away.
Yeah, you know, that was the one that was pumping out around 2 feet of snow and just blew up on social media. I think this is a really good lesson. A lot of people are realizing, you know, just how much the models do change, and we say that often. That they can and do change. This one in particular, though, really has been an eye-opener on just how much it changed in 7 days. The European model is still hinting at rain toward the plateau, actually, Saturday afternoon, but still seeing a mix of freezing rain and sleet. Most of the heavy snow that we thought we might get last week is now more into Kentucky and into the Ohio Valley, even up into Indiana and Ohio.
And when it comes to the time frame, are we still looking at the same time frame of when this hits Nashville?
Yeah, so I'll break down what it's looking like right now. very late Friday night into Saturday morning. Some light snow showers mixed with some sleet or freezing rain will be possible. So we might start with a brief mix of snow. Then it's likely here in Nashville that we will transition all over to sleet and or freezing rain for much of the day on Saturday. There might even be a brief period of time, and I'm talking like an hour or two, that it could turn to a cold rain, but it will turn back to sleet freezing rain. The bulk of this event looks to be Saturday evening into early Sunday. That's going to be where, if we find ice accumulation, I think it's possible we could see maybe up to a quarter of an inch of ice, and that could mean power outages for some, definitely tricky travel, trees could come down. A quarter of an inch is, I don't want to say manageable, but when you get closer to that half-inch mark of ice accumulation, that's when you really start to see a lot of troubles, more widespread issues. So I think we're looking at maybe a quarter to a half-inch right now, but that could easily change in the next 24 to 36 hours. And maybe, if I had to put a stab on it right now, again, could change maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow here in Nashville. Okay. The higher totals are going to be toward Kentucky.
Well done. Yeah, Katie, I will not, from my many years of working in television and watching news anchors ask the weather folks how much snow you're expecting, I'm not going to ask you that because Middle Tennessee is a big area, right?
Yes, and this system in particular is showing just how diverse, you know, the weather is going to be. I mean, for some in Middle Tennessee, close to Alabama, it's more ice. Here we're getting a mix of it all, and then north it's more snow. So it's going to be a very difficult storm to message the next couple of days before it hits.
Oh, wow. Katie, thank you. I know you're so busy. Thank you, thank you. We'll be watching this weekend on Fox 17. We love everything you do, Katie. So thank you very much for hopping on with us.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Katie Morgan, Fox 17. If you follow on social media, I mean, she is not like, oh, you're getting a quarter inch of ice, take care. I mean, it's like, here's why, here's what could. So I like scientific things like that. So Katie's very smart, much smarter than me.
Yeah, she definitely informed me for sure to know what the European model really is. Like the fact that everybody doesn't need to really overlook it or whatever it may be. Storms are storms, you know?
Yeah, right.
Snow is snow, but ice, that's the big word.
Oh, my God. And I said that because I was one time. Years ago in my broadcasting career, I was on the desk when Bob Mueller asked Lisa if it didn't snow as much as he thought. And Bob's like, Lisa, what happened to all that snow you promised? And and she looked at him and was like, Middle Tennessee is a big area. And I was like, oh, no. And Bob knew he shouldn't have asked that question. I was like, and they even tried to make jokes afterwards, you know.
And like, let me guess, when the lights went off, he asked you to go get you a Diet Coke.
No, he's just making small talk dad jokes. I'm like, okay, you're on this one. Love Bob, miss Lisa a lot, and that was some good times. But I mean, snow growing up, January and February was constant snow. I mean, we had all kinds of snow happening, and then, you know, for many years it didn't happen, and then last couple of years it gotten more. So just I don't want the ice. I think I'm agreeing with everybody. Give me like, here we go again, 10 inches of snow, right?
Yeah, you want the soft, fluffy stuff, right? Exactly. And then to add on to that, Joe, last night when it rained. That's what I'm a little worried about because of all the treatment everybody puts on the roads with the salt.
Yeah.
You wonder if that washes it away a little bit. That's my biggest worry because now it's all exposed concrete. Asphalt, that is.
I lived through the ice storm in 94, and it was awful. You were not even.
Wasn't even born.
You weren't even mentioned.
Nope. Not even a thought.
God knew your name, though, buddy.
You got that right.
Right? But we didn't. Now, the ice storm in 94 was awful. I mean, the trees falling everywhere. And we were out of power for like 3 days.
Wow.
I mean, it was awful, awful. I don't remember how we survived.
See, where I live, we have not a generator, but our little unit, it always goes out. So we're like the only house on the block that is without power for like a day and a half.
Your little unit's working overtime, huh?
Yeah, it just works overtime. That's why I got a generator.
You make it
sounds like I live in an RV.
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't have problem with ice and snow?
Who's that?
People in Key West.
Got that right.
They have no problem. But I think a small part of people who lived up north, lived down in Key West or the Keys,
yeah.
I think they missed this a tad bit.
See,
just a tad.
I got a buddy of mine who lives in Arizona, one of my best friends. I was talking to him last night. I was like, you're going to miss all the fun snow? He goes, no, I'm not. I was like, what are you talking about? Don't you miss playing in the snow? He goes, no.
Just the anticipation. We don't. Yeah. I mean, like Katie said, we're three different levels of what's going to happen here. So, I don't know, man. I just think that you don't have this problem in Key West. Then they always counter back. What about the hurricanes? I'm like,
there are positives and negatives in every area you live. But like the fact is, everybody says the concern of the unknown. It's more like not even a concern. It's more of the factor of the excitement of the unknown. You know, instead of the concern.
Childlike wonderment.
Yeah.
I like it.
Can't take the kid out of an adult, you know?
Adult out of the kid.
Whatever. I don't know. There's a saying.
That's right.
Again,
can't take the guy out of the country out of the guy, whatever.
I'm not a comedian.
No, you tried, though.
I tried.
Is this a setup?
Maybe. Okay. I failed miserably.
All right.
I don't know.
That being said, a friend of the show, the very funny comedian John Criss, will join us now. He's got a big announcement about his show on Sunday. I'll let John tell you that when he joins us a little bit. Buckle up, folks. This is one of our funnest times we've ever had. John will join us next right at the Omni Nashville Hotel, right at 102.5 The Game.